Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network. And this ministry, A New Beginning, Ambassadors for Christ. Your host this evening, Deacon Wes Armstrong. And I apologize for the rattling noise in the background. Had some health issues, and I'm going through a little something, but I'll get it together in a moment, okay? I didn't put out a topic this week. I've been busy, and I've been a little under the weather, trying to get over the weather. And but I'm depending and leaning on God to bring me through and see me through and to bring me out. Okay. Okay. Again, welcome to the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network and your host, Deacon Wes Armstrong, with the ministry of New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ. I'm 73 years old, and of course today it was a new beginning for me, because it was a day that I never seen before, a day I never experienced anything in it, a day I never saw. Thankful and very grateful for life, health, and strength as I know it. Almost like Paul, fairly good health, but, you know, I got some issues in my body. I know God's a healer. God doesn't heal all the time, everybody. And I can understand that, and I deal accordingly. And I truly thank him for the time he has given me and the activities that he's given me, because he doesn't put too much on us. He knows what we can handle and what we can't handle. So I thank him for this day. I thank him for you, the listeners, for joining me tonight. Another opportunity to encourage someone to be encouraged and to look at life straight on. You know, we can't think that it's going to get any better, and we can't work at it trying to get any better, because we didn't create this world from the beginning, and we didn't create the issues that are going on now. You know, we could be part of the solution. We did some things in our lifetime that we are, you know, what goes around comes around. We could be, experiencing some of those things that we set in motion years ago in our lives and in other people's lives. But, we have to go through something. You know, we just can't go through life living and thinking and looking and wanting and, you know, believing that it's going to be okay for me and not the next man. You know, we have to understand that there was a reason for the world to be made, and there was a reason for the world to be as they are now. You know, there is good and evil. There is righteousness, and there's unrighteousness, you know. And that evil, that's any and everywhere. It's evil in high places. It's evil in low places. It's not the man on the street really selling the drugs. It's the man that's supplying the drugs to that man, you know. And it trickles down from the top. Most times it trickles down from the top. But the lower guy, he usually gets caught and goes to prison, or he usually gets killed in the street or something like that. But it's the decisions that we make in our lives. What do we really want out of life, you know? What is it in life that we can get out of life? And of course, we all look at ourselves and what we can gain for ourselves and to make us feel good, you know, like in the Garden of Eden. Eve, Adam's wife, Eve, the serpent talked to her, you know, and we have to understand and realize snakes can't talk, okay? So we can't listen to them as Eve did. And see, that that serpent told her some things, and she said, well, the fruit, it's good to the is pleasing to the eye. You know, it's good to make one wise. And there was a third thing there. And she was convinced it was okay to partake of that, even though Adam was given the law, not Eve. So when Eve offered to her husband, and he ate also, both their eyes were open because Adam was given the commandment not to eat of the fruit of the tree of good and evil. And it kind of makes me wonder, why would Satan, the devil, why would he have the serpent to have her eat of that tree and not of the tree of everlasting life? We kind of wonder. It goes to show that Satan, he just wasn't smart enough. Okay, Adam and Eve could have been living forever if they would have eaten of the other tree. But see, Satan, he's slick and sly and cunning, and he wants everybody on his level, you know. And therefore, the world fell, you know. Humanity fell because of that. And that inbreeding is in every human being because Adam, I believe, was the first man. Eve was the first woman. And it was just in the bloodline from the beginning until now. Because there has never been a time when there were no human beings whatsoever on the earth. Noah, he built an ark per instructions of God. Humanity was just evil continually, and man was thinking of ways to do this and to do that. Even today, you know, when I was out there, I was thinking on things of, you know, how to do this, get more pleasure out of this over here, or let me try that over there. You know, that looked like it might be self-satisfying, you know. But that is all controlled by evil. It is just evil because God, he is not about evil. God is about righteousness, what's right, and what's true, you know. And I'm going to get scripture real quick. And I tell you what, let me read this before I get too far going. Let me read this. It is a disclaimer, okay, for the station and for my program, my ministry. The views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network are solely those of the host, guest, and caller. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. Okay? All right. Now, I'm going to read this scripture, and after that, we'll have a prayer. And this can be the scripture. This can be the scripture right here. And I believe this is in Ephesians. I believe it's in Ephesians. Let me find it real quick. I believe it's in Ephesians 4. Okay, let's get it. Is that Ephesians 4? Okay. No, it's in Philippians 4. Okay, Philippians 4. Okay, all right. I'm going to read this real quick, and then we're going to do prayer. And I'm not going to be long tonight. I'll inform everyone after scripture and prayer, okay, what's going on. All right, okay. Philippians 4, I'm going to start reading at verse 5, and I'm reading out of the King James Version of the Holy Bible. Philippians 4, starting at verse 5, down to verse 8, okay? Philippians chapter 4, verses 5 through 8. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So Christ Jesus, he's the door, y'all. He's the door. If we go through that door, it's not necessarily that we're going to be perfect people and live a perfect life and, you know, have everything that we desire. No, things will be easier to deal with if we keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You know, he left his peace with men. His peace, not as the world gives you peace, no, but his peace, peace of mind, peace of soul, peace of body, peace of health, you know. It's all peaceful and righteous. Okay, now, that was just Philippians chapter 4, verse 5, 6, and 7. Now, this is verse 8. Again, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. This is important, y'all. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, see, these things, they're not of the world. They're not of the world. Where can you get honesty in the world? Where are things true in the world? You know, the majority of people now, they got a game. You know, they got their hand out. They want something from you. If you don't voluntarily give it to them, they'll try to scam you or take it, beat you out of it, you know. It's just that they want what you have more than what they can get for themselves. And it's ugly. It's very, very ugly. As I said, I've experienced that. I was out in the world once upon a time. I used and abused people. I used and abused whoever. I used and abused my own self, y'all. My own self. Because my mind was full of it. You know what I'm saying? Trying to please myself. But all I was doing, I was destroying my own body, my own mind, body, and soul. It was filled with sin continually, running around thinking on how to do things a little different than the man in front of me, knowing that whoever did whatever it was, they got caught, and I'm going to do it a little different. I'm not going to get caught. Like stinking thinking is what we call it, you know? And what I learned when I was in one of the rehabs, I've been in several, they told me, they said, you got to get your higher power. That's one of the things, get your higher power. And then, two, once you get it, once you get what you need, starting with a higher power, once you get it, you can't keep it unless you give it away. So to encourage the next man in line is the thing. We just can't go around and say, okay, all right, I used to be a crack addict for 20-some years. You know, hey, I don't smoke crack no more, you know. Hey, I'm good. Hey, you gotta let the next person in line know. How'd you get through, you know? We can't leave people there because, you know, if we tend to forget, we're going to repeat. If we can't help somebody else reach out that right hand of fellowship, not looking down on nobody except to help pull them up to where we are and not to be above anybody, you know, but to be equal. And not to use that next person for our own gain, you know, because just as soon as we get stuff, we can lose it, or we put it over there somewhere, and it accumulates dust. We forget that we have stuff, house full of stuff, you know what I'm saying, that we couldn't wait till we got it. Now, where's it at? It's gathering dust in the house. I ain't got time for that. No, I didn't. The joy is going out of that. But there wasn't no joy in it. It was just in the mind coming from the enemy, which is Satan, the devil, just wanted us to do his bidding, do what he wanted us to do, to keep us stuck in sin. And I was stuck. And I felt that I had no recourse. There was no way out. I might as well go on and just, you know, hey, just open the door. Whatever, you know, whatever happens, happens. I ain't worried about it. You know, I can take it. Because there were so many tears. Tears. Disgust. Disgrace. Indignation. Fear. All that stuff sets in, you know what I'm saying? Behind closed doors. Not in the street where you know, hanging top tough with the pimp walk and the head, you know, my head cocked to the side with the hat, you know, all kind of stuff going on. No, no, no. It's not as simple as that. It's complicated. Very complicated. To live in a sinful world is complicated. Now, we live in a sinful world, but not of the world. Living by Christ Jesus. We've seen enough of the world to be a part of it. There is no, what would you call it? There's no power in the grave, you know? And the world's going to die. They're going to die in the life that they live because they're not glorifying God. They're glorifying themselves and their friends and the vehicles that they have. They're glorifying the hairstyles, you know what I'm saying? They're glorifying the nail polish on the toes, you know? They're going for their nails, fingernails. All this stuff, they're glorifying all this stuff instead of God, who is able to supply our every need in glory by Christ Jesus. And what we need is in the spiritual realm. What we really, really, really need is there to ask. That's all it takes. But we have to give in order to receive, you know? We have to give. And it's not giving my neighbor $5 when I got 50 in my pocket and he need 25. You know what I'm saying? We have to give in order to receive. God expects for us to give something up in order to get something from him. You know? We were created for God's glory. We were created to commune with God, have a relationship, personal relationship, conscious contact, not just on top, off the top of the head, you know what I'm saying? We know what we believe in. We know how we believe in. We know why we believe in, you know? We know these things, and we have them in our heart. You know, we have to work some stuff out in order to put some old stuff we had to work out in order to put some new stuff in. To take the place, you know what I'm saying? And have confidence in what we believe in, the word of God. We need that confidence, y'all. We do. It's not about who signed up to run for president. It's not about that. No. Mm-mm. That's something we have no business running around here talking about. All we have to do, serve God. Serve God by Christ Jesus. Do what we need to do for ourselves and our families. Love God, love our families and our neighbors as we love ourselves. And do what's needful. Like I said, we can't keep it unless we give it away. We can't keep it unless we give it away. And the world is headed for the grave. Death. Death and destruction. It is. The politicians, you know, it's for us to pray for them. We are to pray for all men. I think that's 1 Timothy. Let me get that real quick. 1 Timothy is, no. Let's see, 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 2. 1 Timothy, no. What did I do here? That's 2 Timothy. Okay, 1 Timothy. Oh, excuse me. Okay, 1 Timothy 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2. It tells us right here in the Word of God. You know, it's simple. It's so simple that we overlook it every time. Every time. Okay? 1 Timothy chapter 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, and intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, all men, all men. for kings and for all that are in authority, as presidents, governors, county commissioners, mayors, police chiefs, fire chiefs, you know, supervisor on your job, this owner, the CEO, you know, the COO, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved, who will have all men to be saved, and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. What is the truth? God is the truth. First four words in the King James Bible, King James Version of the Holy Bible. In the beginning, God. It wasn't in the beginning, Wes. It wasn't in the beginning, Adam. It wasn't in the beginning, Donald Trump. It wasn't in the beginning, Bishop Bryant. No. In the beginning, God. Okay? Verse 4, still 1 Timothy chapter 2. Let me start again. 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 8. Okay, 1 through 8. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving up thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher. Now, this is Paul. This is Paul. I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not. A teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. Faith and truth. Faith and truth, y'all, you know. And this is what we have to look forward to this. We have to cling to what we know. We have to understand that God created man in his image, and the likeness of God created he him. He created Adam, and Adam brought forth Eve. You know, Eve came out of Adam. Eve didn't have no baby named Adam. No, no. First was Adam, then was Eve. Okay, and we are related to them. We're family. You know, hey, we can't deny that there had to be someone in the beginning. I know I didn't come from no animal. You know what I'm saying? My hair ain't full. My back ain't full of hair. You know what I'm saying? And I have toes on the bottom of my feet. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no. What is that little scrubby things or whatever, you know? Hey, no. Creation from God. And I believe in God. I believe that he was the one that brought me from where I was. He saved my life at least twice. I could have been dead the way the situation was. One guy, he kicked my door in. I was getting high in New York and Brooklyn. And he kicked my door in and threatened to kill me because I was making noise, walking over his head. The floor was squeaking and carrying on, and I was high and acting stupid, and he kicked the door in, y'all. He did. Kicked it in. Jail door. And he told me, he said, you just don't know what I'm capable of doing. I done told you to stop making that noise over my head. And he walked on out, and I closed the door, and I said, well, I got to do something. Yeah, I didn't want to stop getting high, but I had second thoughts, and I moved. Saturday after so long, and I moved into a shelter. And I didn't get high living in the shelter. You know, that was it for me. That was it right there. My life. My life meant more trying to live a life instead of trying to be high, stay high all the time. You know, so, but God, had it not been for the Lord that was on my side, y'all, you know, and I found out later on that guy had a body in Georgia. He had killed somebody in Georgia, and after he came out of prison, he moved to New York. It was his aunt that owned the house. It was a three-story house, and he lived on the second floor, and I was on the third floor. Like I said, God, you know, had not been for the Lord that was on my side, y'all. Hey, I would have been going. I was back in, the 90s? Yeah, back in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? So I'm so thankful and grateful for God sending Jesus Christ into the world for me, you know? Not especially just for me, but for mankind. He came to save men, mankind, humankind. He came down because of sin. Sin was so rampant, and it's getting worse, 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 worse. People don't want to change their life. People don't want to stop doing what they're doing. People want to keep on acting crazy, and it doesn't matter anymore. Life means nothing to a lot of people, you know? Kill people just because they were there. Just because they thought that they had something, you know, and I can kill them. Ain't nobody gonna find out. You know, I get lost in the crowd. Hey, that has been working for a whole lot of people, but God. And we need to help the next man. However we can, ask God, what can we do, Lord? What can we do? I was out there once upon a time. What can I do? What can I say to the next man in line? How can your light shine on me? What can I do to prepare myself so that your light can just glow all around me, that people want to know what's going on? You know, I just ask sometimes, and just have to pray. We have to pray. Somebody pray for me, so I got to pray for somebody else. You know, I can't keep it unless I give it away. You know, and I'll ask God to forgive them people. Lord, help them open their eyes, open their ears, let them see, let them hear what you're trying to tell them. You know, it's a sad thing that it's come down to what it's come down. The country that we live in, you know. Hey, I'm a man of color, but I didn't come from Africa. I was born in this country right here, you know. So ain't no need to nobody talking about sending me back nowhere where I come from, because I came from right here, back in North Carolina where I come from, you know. but we have to stop and think, y'all. It's not going to get any better. The threats, all types of threats in this country and in other countries, we just have to be prayed up. We just have to be prepared. It can come anywhere, any kind of way, by anybody. You know, it's not that another country is going to send a nuclear bomb over here. No. I can walk out to my car and somebody's down there, you know, popping off. Now I catch a stray bullet. That's it. I'm done. You know? But we can prepare ourselves, be ready as possible. We can stay prayed up. We can ask God for protection. We can pray for peace. You know, we can pray for God to help us to be a difference or make a difference or to encourage somebody or, you know, to say a kind word. There's a lot of people go around here, they got a whole lot of stuff they're holding back, you know, and they lash out at the wrong people. And, you know, I'm sure that we can see that in a lot of people. And if anything, we could wave your little smile, or say a greeting and keep it moving. You know, we don't have to stop and engage that person in a long, drawn-out conversation. No, no. Lord, just lead and guide me to do what you'd have me to do and wait on him. Sometimes we step to people and it's wrong and we cause conflict. But we ask God to lead and guide us into all truth. I don't know it all, you know. Hey, I don't know it all. I don't think I'll ever know it all. I don't think I want to know it all. Just enough to do what I have to do in my space, in my life, the time that I've been given here in this world. Thank God for my wife. Thank God for our home. Thank God for we have vehicles that are paid for, and I'm still working, employed, helping out some IDD individuals. I enjoy doing what I do. And I can pray for them while I'm at work. They need help, just like we do. I need help too. You know, I need some financial help, but they need help living a simple life from day to day, getting up out of the bed, getting dressed, feeding themselves, and coming to a program where there's activities. You know, but to God be the glory. I owe it all to Him. It's not about me, y'all. I'll talk about me, but it ain't about me. I'm glorifying God. You know, that's something that I figured out a long time ago. He didn't bring me this far because it was all about me. No. But I thank God. I thank God for the listeners. And I didn't have prayer in the beginning. I wasn't feeling too good. I'm gonna. Let you all know that I'm I have prostate cancer, and that doesn't bother me when I think about it or talk about it. It's a part of life. Some things we have to understand that, you know, I just can't say, well, I got prostate cancer today and tomorrow it's all gone. God's going to heal me completely. No. God, He is about healing in His way, in His time. And if He doesn't heal completely, it's not that He won't. It's just it may not be His will, you know. And we can pray and hope for the best from God, but it's all about Him in the first place, you know. So as Paul said, you know, to be out of the body and to be in the presence of the Lord is the better thing, but, you know, it's needful to stay here to do His will, what He has for us to do. So I have prostate cancer, and I was given an injection of this medication. It blocks the body's ability to produce testosterone in the man. And I break out in bad sweats. I break out in very bad sweats, and it's very uncomfortable. You know, it wakes me up at night, I'm soaking wet. I have to take my shirt off, I have to get a towel, I have to dry off, and then I have to try to rest, relax, and get back to sleep, if anything, and then it happens at work also. I take a washcloth to work. Yeah, I take a washcloth to work, and for some reason, it doesn't happen that much at work, but here at home, my God, it's like, what, maybe 7 or 8 times. It's almost at least one time an hour, you know, and then 2 and 3 times at night. But I'm dealing accordingly. I'm trusting in God. Whatever His will is, I have to accept it, you know, because I serve and trust in Him. And I can't deny Him just because He does not take away this disease, you know. I just stay prayed up and keep doing what I need to do for the next person in line. And it's not for me to tell everybody that I have this thing going on, but for me to act accordingly, you know. And if it's for me to reveal it to people, you know, I'll do that. But it's not me running around, I need you to pray for me, I got prostate cancer. No, I can't be doing that. Because there's some people you think that's going to pray for you, they ain't going to pray for you. You know, they're going to put you down. They're going to talk about you, you know. They are not going to support you, you know, because they got their own agenda. So I just want to let you listeners know what's going on. I wasn't feeling too good at the beginning of the program. I just start talking now. I didn't think that I'd be able to stay on here a half hour tonight. But once I got to talking, my mouth is full of energy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm here for the duration. But I'm going to have prayer. Let's have some prayer. And then if anyone has any comments or anything, I see Miss Margaret joined us this evening, and my pal Nathan, and then my wife, she's on also. But let's have some prayer and just give God the glory. Thank him for the time that we do have, considering all the things that are going on in the world, y'all. It's not that we need to be worrying about Putin, the president of Russia, but there are some homegrown conspirators here in this own, in our own backyard, in our own country. They want to destroy and bring about destruction, you know? Real quick, it reminds me back in the riots of the 60s. Our people, my people, people of color, they destroyed their own neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying? Because some other people didn't want us to have this, didn't want us to vote, didn't want us to have that over there, and they were out to destroy us. But why destroy what you have? If you're so upset and angry, go into their neighborhood and tear their neighborhood up. You know what I'm saying? And it just makes things worse for us. But let us turn to God, y'all, you know, and give him the glory, and let him know just what we're going through and how we need some help. Lord, we need to give some stuff up in order for him to give us some stuff that's going to stand and to stay. It's not going to fall. It's not going to mold. It's not going to mildew. It's not going to ride out. It's going to stand forever, you know. Our faith, he gives us grace, and his mercy endureth through all generations. And his grace is sufficient, you know. It is so sufficient. Let's go to God in prayer. Most high God in heaven and in earth and underneath the earth, we honor you and we truly thank you. Truly thank you, God, for the time that you have given us. And I'm so grateful for you allowing me, Father God, to come through at least two or three instances of bodily harm that would lead to death. Honor you, Lord, and I ask that you use me however you will, Lord, doing what you have me to do, your will, Father God. Yes, Lord, trusting in you and living by your word, Father God. Not my idea, Father God. I know you're going to be there to lead and guide me through that next step and that following step, Lord. I give up those things which are not needful in my body, Father God. The sinful ways, the sinful thoughts, God, to let you direct my paths and to believe that you're going to bring it to pass. Your word will not return void, is what the scripture says, Father God. And also, the scripture tells us that Jesus Christ, he took stripes for me. By his stripes, I was healed. And then also, by his stripes, I am healed. This is not taken from me, Father God. I'll still trust and believe in you and do whatever you have me to do, Lord. No matter where it takes me, Father God, because you make a way out of no way. We honor you tonight and look to you for all things, God. All things. All things. The way of the world, Father God. Lead and guide us through, Father God, like threading a needle. You make a way out of no way. We thank you. We thank you for the time that you've given us, Father God, all these years in our lives, Father God, how you brought us through some struggles, how you've kept us, Father God, from losing it all, Father God, and how you have let us be restored, Father God, from what the enemy has from us and shaken out of us, Father God, how you have restored to us, Father God, sound mind, sound mind, Lord God, and open our eyes, Lord, each and every brand new day, that we can glorify your name, honor you, because it was not us that did it. We couldn't do it for ourselves, Father God. You came, you sent your son, Jesus Christ, from heaven to see about little of us because we couldn't take care of ourselves. And we thank you, Lord. We truly thank you. We thank you for your spirit that dwells within us, Father God, and brings back to our remembrance, Lord, what we need to have working on the inside to show through the outside for the next man in line, God. Thank you, Lord. We truly thank you. Thank you for touching the sick and afflicted. Thank you for leading the blind, Father God. Thank you for opening up the ears, Father God, of those that can't hear so they can understand, Father God, what you're trying to give us in this world, Father God, this way of life that we've had to change, Father God, and stop doing this and stop doing that. And we're going through changes now with the consumers, Father God, the products, the sellers, Father God, the businesses. But your word says that you'll make a way out of no way, Father God. You'll not leave us nor forsake us because we are your children, Lord God. We are the sheep of your pastor. We are fellow heirs with Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord. We honor you. We give you the most high praise, which is hallelujah. Glory to God. And I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you for the listeners tonight. I thank you for the encouragement from the word, Father God. Truly honor you. Thanks, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise God. Okay. All right. Let's see here. See if anybody. Oh, if I get my equipment right, I tell you, just sometimes it seems as somebody just closed the door and you can't get to the other side, you know, and it's needful to get there, but having a problem. Yes, Lord. So. Okay, here we go. All right. Okay. All righty. Good evening, Miss Margaret. Miss Margaret, good evening.
Hello there, sweetheart. How are y'all doing?
Doing well, doing well, doing well. Just going through, going through.
Yes, sir. Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Yeah. Good to have you once again. Thank God for you.
Well, it is so good to be there.
Yes,
I'm keeping
you
in prayer.
Thank you. Thank you. Truly a blessing to have somebody praying for you. Okay? You must.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is. I tell you, I just can't.
Uh-huh.
I will. I cannot stop praying. I pray all day long, every day. And my main focus is the church, the whole unity.
Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mentioning you all often in my prayers, okay?
Thank you so much.
So you,
that is so awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have yourself a blessed evening, okay? Take care of yourself.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty. Anyone have a comment? We got a few minutes. Anybody have a comment they'd like to make?
Praise the Lord.
Hey, bro.
Thankful and blessed, you know,
uh-huh.
through these times we're going through. And
just
thought I'd call in for a second there. I've been listening all along.
Had
a few things I was doing, but just thought I'd call.
Yes,
I had this one verse, Joshua 1:9, where it said, "Have I not commanded you,
commanded
be strong
you,
and
be
courageous?
Good courage. That's right.
Do not be frightened, and do not
be
dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go, whatever you're going through, whatever the situation, he's with us. He's there by our side, right along, strengthening us to go through the things that we go through, the pain, the stress, the worries and everything. But one thing about it, we know through all of that mess, he can provide us comfort and peace in order to hold on and trust him. No matter what it seems like, we can look to him and he's there for us. When we're at our lowest point, he's at our highest point to call on him to lift us up. So we have to continue to trust in him, love one another, pray for one another, lift each other up before the Lord, and just continue to live the life that God has given us, because there's nothing in this old world, this old body, that we can do to change anything. But one we do know, we know who can, and we trust in the man that can change all things. He can make the impossible possible. And the unchangeable, he can change, you know. So that's the reason why we look to him. He's the source for everything that we need. So we have to hold on each and every day. We're not going to be at our best every day. We're not we're not going to feel our best every day. We're going to go through those situations in life. But when we forget about how we feel or what we're going through sometimes and focus on him, we can feel things getting better. Even though it don't seem that they're getting better, but they are, because we're thinking on that name Jesus, the one that provides everything. All hope is in him. So we glory in God and the Son and continue to keep our focus on him through whatever situation may occur, to put it before him. And everything will be all right. It might not seem all right, but it'll be all right, because we know in whom we trust in.
That's right. That's right. And we should be able to remember how he brought us out of something in the past.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Yeah, because there's some worse things we went through in the past in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that we're going through now. My God.
Oh, yeah.
We should have been dead or handicapped or something, and he brought us through all that. You know what I'm saying? And if we take our mind off the problem, take our mind off the situation, you know what I'm saying, and just – stop worrying about the problem, because we can't we can't fix the problem, you know?
That's right.
And take our mind off the problem and put it on Jesus, because he is the solution. In his time, in God's time, he does all things, you know, not when we want it. We we can't have our cake and eat it too, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Which a lot of us like to do. Man, I'll be glad when God take this up off me, man. I'm tired of feeling like this. No, we got to go through something. We got
we do.
Yeah, and as we're going through it, we need to trust him and let him know, Lord, I know you can do this. I'm gonna let you do it. You know what I'm saying? Even though I got to take me some pills or I got to towel off, you know, from this and that and whatever else, I got to go through. I can't just put it on the side and say, well, I don't want to go through this right now. I'll wait till next week. We can't do that. You know what I'm saying? We have to
say the thing is. I was gonna say the thing is, once we go through something, and we see how God has brought us out of it, then we're able to share and tell someone else about God's goodness. See, because I went through a death experience. I went through situations to where I could have been dead and gone, wrong place, wrong time. Went through things that, you know, only God could have prevailed in and brought me through to where I am now. And I tell everybody, the way life is, I think that I'm living off of borrowed time, because I feel my time should have been gone at one point in my life. But God prevailed and brought me through some things that I could have an open mind to see these things that and tell somebody else that God's able. He's able through it all to bring you through a situation in life that, that seems very impossible to someone else. When the doctor tell you they don't know what to do in your life and you don't have nobody else to trust but God, then it lets you know the doctors don't know everything. The doctors are limited. Just like the next listen, God lead them to know certain things to do in life. If God don't lead them, they don't even know what to do with all the knowledge and everything that they have. But God is our all in all.
That's right.
He knows all, he can do all, and sees all.
That's right.
All present at the time of need.
Yeah.
So he's the one we look to through all of our healing process that we go through.
Yeah.
Like I said, he gives the doctors the knowledge to give us certain things to help us through situations. You know, it's all about him. But if the doctors didn't have that knowledge, they couldn't do nothing.
Well,
when God works with a doctor in a situation of a doctor, then we can trust God's way of life.
That's right, bro.
Process. You know what I'm saying? We don't get this. We don't get all of this overnight.
That's right.
We have to grow into it. We have to go and we have to warn it. You know what I'm saying? We can't be sick on Monday. So okay, all right, I'm gonna do all this, and you know I know God, I know He can heal. He healed them people over there. I know He can heal me too. I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna do this and do that. And when God healed me, I'll be okay to keep on doing what I've been doing. God doesn't
heal us
to go back in, man. You know,
right?
It doesn't, because the word tells us. It says, you know, a worse thing could come on you. You know?
That's right.
A worse thing. Yeah, bro. And it don't mean we can get out there and get killed. It means that we can, hey, we can wind up in a bad wreck. We can get shot, maimed or something. Sitting in a wheelchair the rest of our life. You know what I'm saying? Not even in our right mind. You know?
That's right.
And, But God. We have to understand and get to that point to where, you know, this world, we done experienced this and that in the world, not a whole lot of stuff, but we experienced enough to know that ain't right. You know, we have to get up out of that. We have to get away from it because it's self-destructing. The world is self-destructing, you know. There's chaos in the environment. All of the storms. We got out west. You got the forest fires out west, and then you got it at rain 24/7, and then you got mudslides. Then you come across the country. You got tornadoes in the middle of the country. Then you come on over to the East Coast, and there's a season for hurricanes. And they come all the way across the ocean, bro.
Yes.
That's one storm, it comes across the ocean, and it bumps into those islands out there in the ocean. Then it comes to the main island here, the mainland, United States, and it tears up a whole lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, that's power. That is power. And there's nothing that man can do about that, but, you know, just stay prayerful. And if the storm tears up our private property or whatever, God, he'll make a way for us to be restored.
That's right.
Or he'll protect us. He'll protect us. And if we do lose our property, thank God we still have our life.
That's right.
Thank God we still have our life to worship him and thank him for giving us another opportunity to see another day.
Oh, yes.
You know? Yes, sir. Because we don't know the day or the hour when our time is up. We didn't all come here together, and we certainly not leaving all together.
Except
when Jesus Christ comes back for his people. His people all leaving together. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But God. Mm-hmm.
But God, he's the one. He's able.
That's right.
That's like I was talking to a guy today, and him and one of his friends, And he was talking about cancer, you know, and everything. And he was talking to me about how he was so thankful that he got through it and he don't have it no more and things like that and everything. Yeah. And he was talking about one of his very best friends that had it too, but he still was going through. Yeah. So God healed this man, that this man was able to see what was did for him. And he knows that through the situation that he went through, God was able to bring him through. And then his friend was still going through. We're not on a timeline to whereas we could think. God, he has a time set in his time. He has things set up in his way that either he does or don't. But if he don't, it's just like the Hebrew boys that was thrown in the furnace. Mm-hmm. If he don't, we know that he can. So
They're going to praise him anyway. They're going
to
praise him
they
anyway.
They know that he can, and they was going to continue to praise and worship the one and true God that they knew of no matter what, because they know he could he could save them if he wanted to. And if he didn't want to, they knew he could. That's having faith. No matter what the situation that comes ahead, I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to hold on, Lord, because in the end, there's a greater reward, eternal life.
That's right.
And
that's
we can look to that, you know, and he told us we're not supposed to look at what man can do to this body. We're supposed to fear him for what he can do to the body and the soul. So
that's
we're
right.
all his.
The one that,
so the thing is, with us being all his, if we trust him enough, whether he do or whether he don't, we know he can.
Right.
We know he's able.
Yes, sir.
If we keep on serving him, we don't know how things may turn out. But one thing we do know, we are living for eternal life, to live again.
That's right.
That's everybody
that's
can't
right.
say
and
that.
The word, and
go
the
ahead,
word,
bro.
What does the word tell us? The word says it. What is our life? It's nothing but a vapor.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And look at people running around. They want this and they want that. They want the control. They want money. They want power.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's not going to get them anywhere because they can't take it with them. And like
not
our pastor would
nowhere.
Say, our pastor would say, I never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul. You know? So they're amassing all of that stuff, accumulating all that stuff for the next man in line. You know,
all that money and stuff can do is satisfy you for a little time.
That's right, bro. That's right. And then you're looking around to see what else you can get. You know what I'm saying? To take up that slack. But see, that's a space. There's something within us that we don't realize that God put His Spirit in us when He created man in the beginning. And man is running around here trying to find material things to fill that void, you know, to make him feel good, make him feel good about himself to get glory, but it's not doing him a bit of good. This stuff is just going to waste away, you know. It's God. We need to put God back inside of us through his Spirit and live like we should live. You know what I'm saying? And, okay, now with that, I just got to call 10 seconds, okay? And with that, I thank everyone for coming on. Like I said, I didn't think I was going to be on that long, but to God be the glory, okay?
Yeah.
And shalom. Shalom, everyone. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, bro. Shalom. Yes, sir.